Derek Laxall joins us. Laxie, how you doing?
Not too bad, Jason. How are you this afternoon?
I am doing well. Doing well. Now, from what I understand, when you went to, I think, I don't know if it was Toronto or wherever you went for the interview, they interview you at the same time for both the under 20 and the under 18. Is that how it works?
Yes, they do. It's a process where they bring you in and you go for an interview and then they make their decisions from there.
Do they ask you different questions pertaining to both teams?
Not really. They kind of ask questions just based on Hockey Canada development model. And then they kind of, once you're done kind of explaining what you're there for, they'll ask you a little more specific to the U-20, to the U-18 after you've been there for about 20 minutes.
Okay. Now, when you went in there, because when the announcement came out on Wednesday, I was like, how's he not even on the assistant squad as far as one of the assistant coach? Because every league is represented. And I started thinking, then, of course, it was an hour later and they announced as the under 18. Was that your option to go as a head coach rather than be an assistant? Did you want to run your own bench in this tournament?
No, it's just when you agree to the process of going in there, they ask you, do you want to interview for the U18 and U20? So going forward, you know that you could get offered one of the positions. So moving forward on the interview, that was part of the process. So you go in with open eyes, yep.
So you went in basically saying, I'm going for the under 18 one first?
No, I went in there going for both of them.
Okay.
And that was part of the process. So, and when you go through the interview process, you want to make sure that you're trying to, you know, give it your best foot forward. And obviously, the selection staff made a decision for the U-20 tournament. Benoit Gruel was an assistant last year, so he's got some experience moving forward. I think it's great for him.
Do you know, are they kind of unwritten rule where you can't have, you know, back-to-back WHL coaches that they look to maybe change it? Like, I know if one guy goes for 2 years, that's fine, but usually they switch from league to league, do they not?
Yeah, I think there's probably a little bit of political savvy there where you want to make sure you pay a little bit of respect to all three leagues. And, you know, they haven't won a gold medal, I think, in 5 or 6 years. And so now they're getting, now Benoit has been there last year, and now he's going to step in the head coaching role. And, you know, it's a lot of work when you really see the work that was put into the Olympic program, the work that was put into the women's Olympic program. And, you know, some of the presentations that we were here in Calgary now this weekend, it's incredible the detailed work that goes into these programs. Even the work that we've already started for the U18 team, like we leave in August, I think 6th of Vienna, and that's just right around the corner, and we're already starting our technical package for a hockey club.
Yeah, and it's amazing now you get on things in advance. So do you have have they announced the roster already for your camp in August?
No, they haven't. Okay. We've got a preliminary roster that we're looking over, and then I believe next week or this week coming up, there will be a conference call with all three league commissioners just to make sure that we've turned over every rock with the 97s. And if there's some kids that we feel that should be invited and some kids that should be left off, then they'll put that roster forward probably here in the next couple of weeks. But they've got a great group of kids selected so far in the preliminary roster, and it's going to come down to the 4 or 5 day training camp.
Derek Laxdal joins us, head coach of the Oak Kings, head coach for Canada, the under 18, the Ivan Hlinka tournament coming up in August. Do you have when you're on that conference call? Would you have input at all? Do they ask you, or is there other guys who select the team, not the coaches?
Well, the coaching staff will be on the conference call, and we'll have a chance to look through some of the players and, you know, maybe make a few phone calls to some coaches and get some feedback on those players and, you know, looking for character, looking for the, you know, anything that's going to help us win a gold medal this tournament. And, Canada, this is one of the only tournaments where they can put their best players in a tournament environment. So from our standpoint, they've won 6 gold medals in a row, and there's a lot of pressure to bring that 7th medal home.
And for under 18, Derek, is that they have to be 17 years of age up until December 31st of this year?
Yeah, it's their draft year this year, so they're the 97. So, you know, the players that are getting drafted in June here, they're not eligible. Those would be the 96s. So the 97s moving forward, the 16-year-olds in the league will be the players that will be selected for this tournament.
Any Oil Kings have a chance to make this camp?
Well, we've only got one 97. That's Jesse Mills, and his name isn't on the roster right now. And, you know, Jesse didn't play a lot for us this year. He's a young 16-year-old. You know, he's got great upside for us. He's a big 6'5" defenseman. And, you know, one of the biggest things in this tournament we're looking for is his players that can skate. And Jesse's taking a lot of strides in his game right now. And as we move forward, he'll be a pillar on our back end over the next 3 years.
Your experience in the Memorial Cup two of the last 3 years, Derek, because this is a very short tournament. You guys get camp in August, I think, for 5 days, and then you're flying over to Europe. Then you play three round-robin games and then right to the semifinal and the final. Do you find that your Memorial Cup experience, you know, helps you more in this than maybe a regular season coach in the WHL?
Oh, definitely, Jason. You know, with being in the Memorial Cup the last 2 out of 3 years will really help us prepare for the short turnaround of games. And you know, we play three games in 3 nights that start off the round robin, and then you get a day off and you go right into the medal round. So, you know, the adjustments you have to make after the game, and you know, the staff that we have in place, Jody Hall, former NHLer, played 14 years, coaches Peterborough Pete, Eric Bieu, who coached Winnigan to a Memorial Cup victory 2 years ago. We got a great staff, and our video guy has just been unbelievable. He's a hockey Canada video coach, and he's done a great job for us so far that we've been a part of. He's already broken down three games for the tournament already coming up, so we'll be well prepared going forward.
Derek, you played at the World Juniors way back when in the 1980s, but this is your first time now representing Canada as a coach. Just kind of talk about maybe the stepping stones and how important you think this is in your career.
Well, one of the processes in the interview I talked about is when I came back to the Western League, I was really looking forward to being part of Hockey Canada. I came up with the HP1, HP2, and a master conductor and doing some HP1 seminars for Hockey Canada. And to give back to the junior program, to give back to Hockey Canada, was something I was really passionate about coming back. And you know, when you can put an event like this on your resume, it only helps you, you know, broaden the horizon of your coaching. And I feel that, you know, every time, you know, just the seminar we've been here this week, and every day or every presentation you sit in on, if you can take out two or three things that's going to make you a better coach, that's what you're trying to do, is getting better every day. So far, you know, the week that I've been a part of it, it's been a great experience for me so far, and it's just going to make me a better coach moving forward. And that being said, I can translate and move some of that information on to our players.
Derek, you have, I think, like a coaching clinic this weekend with all the under-20, 18, and under-17 coaches. What goes on there?
Well, they have a bunch of presentations. Ken Hitchcock is in with Lindy Ruffin. They're talking about short-term tournaments, and what they're looking for is just trying to prepare these coaches that are doing the U-17s, the U-18s, U-20s, and the winter game staffs. And they're just trying to prep the coaching staffs on what to expect. Player evaluation when they have their training camps. So we have our training camp starting on August 2nd. So when you go into the event and starting the event, you're not going in blind. So there's a lot of great information that's being given out to the coaches here. And, you know, power play, penalty kill, forecheck, D-zone coverage. There's a lot of great information that you can take back as a coach to your team.
Derek, you know, there's a lot of speculation. You know, anytime you have success, as you've had the first WHL coach in history to ever win 50 games, three consecutive seasons, twice to the Memorial Cup, and of course winning this year. The Ivan Hlinka tournaments in August, it still allows you to be on a pro team if possible. Have you had any discussions with NHL teams as far as NHL or AHL to this point?
Well, right now I'm just going through the process here of getting prepped here for the Ivan Hlinka tournament, and right now just take it day by day. If anything comes above, then they have to go through the Oilers through that process, just because of the that's the right way to do it. Moving forward, there's not too much going on right now, and we're prepping for the draft in 2 weeks. So it's a long summer. A lot of teams make a lot of movement, a lot of adjustments as the draft goes along. And you know, from my standpoint, if somebody comes knocking at the door, you're always willing to listen, but it definitely has to be the right situation to move past where we are right now with a great organization.
And Derek, you know, you've been a head coach now for, you know, basically the entire time since you've been in pro, and I've had a lot of head coaches on my show tell me, you know what, I feel I'm a better head coach for my personality than necessarily being an assistant. Would you feel more comfortable going to the next level only in a head coach, or would an assistant coach opportunity excite you?
Well, that's an interesting scenario. I'd really have to look at the opportunity that arose. It would have to be the right opportunity for myself and my family, but it has to be the right opportunity. You know, if you're going to be an assistant, can you work with a head coach? Can you get along? You know, can you challenge the head coach? And, you know, obviously to jump from the Western Hockey League to the National Hockey League, the head coach you don't see it too often. So you'd most likely have to go to the American League and, you know, and work your way up through that. But if you did go to the NHL as an assistant coach and you want to become a head coach, you'd probably have to jump backwards to the American League. So it's when those opportunities arise, you really have to look at what's best for yourself as a head coach.
Well, Derek, it's been an outstanding season for you. Do you get a little downtime before the August thing? Like, I know they pulled you away from fishing, didn't they?
Oh, you know what, Jason? I was at the cabin there for a bit, and I didn't know they had this orientation this weekend, so I had to get some clothes flown in from Edmonton to Winnipeg so I could look presentable. So the last thing you want to see me is in my redneck outfits at one of these presentations.
Oh, that would be awesome. Hey, here's our new coach coming in with his nice little muscle shirt and jean shorts.
I probably wouldn't have been the first one.
No, that's true. Struds was there many years ago, so I'm sure he dressed like that. Well, Derek, congratulations. Just continued success. Enjoy the summer camp, and maybe we'll hear you with an announcement with the pro team over the summer. Who knows?
All right. Thanks a lot, Jason. Appreciate your time.